With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. State officials have issued a draft operating permit for an underground copper mine in central Montana that opponents worry could harm one of the state's most popular fly fishing destinations. Christy Pinozzo is the public policy director with the Montana Department of Environmental Quality.
We did issue a detailed compliance document that lays out how the Black Butte Copper Project will comply with state law. That starts the time clock for us to begin the Montana Environmental Policy Act review of the project.
Pinozzo says the environmental impact statement discloses the potential impacts of the project and is an opportunity for the public to become involved through public comment periods. Tintina Resources said today that a third-party contractor will be hired to study environmental impacts of the Black Butte mine near White Sulphur Springs. Under state law, the review of the project must be done within 1 year. The company says the mine would employ about 240 people and remove 1.3 million tons of rock annually. Early snowstorms have closed several roads in the region. In Glacier National Park, snow has closed the east side of Going to the Sun Road from Logan Pass to Sai Bend, while a fire has caused the closure of most of the west side of the road. In Yellowstone National Park, the road connecting Old Faithful and the west thumb of Yellowstone Lake is currently closed because of snow. The Montana Department of Transportation has closed the Beartooth Highway from the Wyoming border through Vista Point. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. A new report from the Montana Department of Justice released today says meth violations are up more than 500% in the last 5 years. And since 2010, heroin crimes are up more than 1,500%, contributing to Montana having the highest jail incarceration rate in the region. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The DOJ's initial Addressing the Impacts of Drugs, or AID report, provides a look into the data of Montana's use and abuse of alcohol and other drugs. At a Tuesday press conference, Attorney General Tim Fox said the report provides a summary of current efforts to combat substance abuse in the state, as well as information about the trend of drug offenses in Montana.
Our report will allow us to better identify how state resources are used to target substance abuse. From there, we will identify gaps and inefficiencies, what works and what doesn't work, and have a more complete understanding of how the state of Montana can better align efforts to enhance necessary communication and improve outcomes from those suffering from addiction.
The Attorney General's office will update the Law and Justice Interim Legislative Committee on the report Thursday. Last legislative session, lawmakers passed a joint resolution to study the impacts of rising meth use and illegal use of opioids and narcotics on state agencies. Both the DOJ and the Legislative Committee hope to have a package of bills to address the issues raised in their research in the next legislative session. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A Montana high school donated all of the money from its homecoming budget for fire relief in the state. Laurel High School also helped raise money and donated the proceeds to the Montana Stock Growers Association, a nonprofit organization that promotes beef. The school's senior class collaboratively decided to use the funds that would normally go to making a float. Laurel High student body president Austin Amestoy says the seniors put those funds towards a fire relief fund, and from there, they used the time they would have spent making the float to collect more donations for the fund. Laurel High School donated more than $1,100 to the relief fund. Close to 200 people showed up to the first day of hearings in Kalispell today about whether the state should permit a water bottling plant near Creston in the Flathead Valley. The Montana Artisan Water Company is asking to draw up to 710 acre-feet of water for that per year. John Chaffin is an attorney with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's hatchery in Creston.
We have water rights that go back into the 50s, and we are very concerned that this water will be harmed to the detriment of all of the fish that we provide throughout the United States.
The company needs two permits to begin operating and has already received one, a discharge permit from the Montana Department of Environmental Quality. The hearing that started today will lead to a final determination by Montana's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation whether to permit drawing groundwater for bottling and operations. Company founder Lou Weaver describes his proposal as a small bottling operation that won't use the entire water right he's applied for. The hearing is expected to last through Thursday at the Fairbridge Inn in Kalispell. Authorities say two high school students in Dillon were arrested after they brought loaded firearms to school. The two Beaver Head County High School students were booked yesterday and charged with criminal endangerment and possessing a firearm in a school building. No one was hurt. Dillon Police Chief Don Guyberson says the juveniles were sitting in class when they were arrested. Guyberson says administrators immediately put the school on lockdown and the school was evacuated. The school was closed for the rest of the day. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Montana Attorney General will now have to clarify a ballot proposal intended to prohibit the transgendered from using the public bathrooms of their choice. The Montana Supreme Court has granted the ACLU of Montana's position, challenging the sufficiency of Initiative 183's ballot statement and fiscal note. Alex Raitt is the ACLU of Montana's legal director.
The argument that we presented to the Supreme Court is that Montana voters should know that they're essentially voting on a discrimination initiative that targets transgender Montanans.
The court found that Initiative 183's intended and unintended consequences were inadequately explained by the statement accompanying the ballot initiative's original language. The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana challenged the ballot proposal, saying it discriminated against transgendered and gender nonconforming Montanans. ACLU of Montana also asserted the ballot measure would hurt the state's economy, and that was not accounted for in the measure's original description. North Carolina took a projected $3.76 billion hit to its economy when it passed a similar law. The ACLU of Montana says it will, quote, continue to investigate any and all avenues available to ensure the initiative never becomes law. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.